Welcome to this audio sermon. My name is Andrew Gill and I am the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. Today is Palm Sunday and we are thinking about how we can be praising Jesus as our Saviour and welcoming Him as our King. I hope that you'll be blessed and encouraged by this message. Today is Palm Sunday and we as a church are beginning our journey through Holy Week towards Easter. On Palm Sunday, we remember Christ's triumphant entrance into the city of Jerusalem. And we reflect on the events of that week which changed our world forever. In John chapter 12, the apostle records the great crowd that came to greet Jesus. Now, we're a few weeks into our life of social distancing at the moment, and maybe you've forgotten what a crowd even looks like. The crowd would have been way bigger than just two people from the same household. Much bigger than 500 people keeping 6 feet apart from each other. The population of Jerusalem would have swelled by hundreds of thousands of people at the time of the Passover. One ancient historian estimates that there could have been over 2.5 million worshippers in the city at that time. And there was a great hype surrounding Jesus. Many people would have seen his miraculous signs, or others would have heard about his raising Lazarus from the dead. And as Jesus is making his way towards the temple, the crowd shouts out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Hosanna is a Hebrew word that means "save us now." It's a quote from Psalm 118, which is a song that was written 1,000 years before that, about a king who rescues his nation from their enemies. And the people of Jesus' day were singing it because they were also living in a time of anguish. And they were also in a need of a rescuer. And they believed that Jesus was the king that could save them. Hosanna means "save us now," but it's not a cry for help. It's a shout of praise. It's not a desperate whimper, but it's a confident cheer. And so the crowd gives us a picture of faith, because even though they are surrounded by their problems, they lift their hearts in praise because of their confidence in a better future. See, true worship is based on a response to the goodness of God's character, not as a response to current circumstances. I don't know if you like watching superhero movies. I love them. And in almost every story, there is a moment when somebody is in trouble and they're all alone and just it looks utterly hopeless. But then the music swells and then the camera turns and the hero appears. And the crowd watches and cheers. At least I do when I'm at the cinema. But even before the hero actually does anything to rescue the person, they are celebrating because they know that they will be saved. Even before they are saved, they act as if the rescue has already happened, because they know the hero is here and the hero will save them. The future certainty has become more real than present circumstances. It's similar for the Christian who has put their hope in Jesus Christ. Even though they are at the bottom of the pit, they can still praise God because they have a confidence that they will be rescued. The Apostle Paul in Romans 8:18 puts it like this: "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us." Future certainty has become more real than current circumstances. Hosanna is an expression of joyful confidence and of trust in a Savior. And the crowd praised Jesus as he entered into Jerusalem, and they welcomed him as their king. And of course, they were right to do so, but they were wrong in their reasons for doing it, because they misunderstood the type of king that Jesus was. They were expecting a national liberator who would lead them in battle and free them from their oppression. But Jesus didn't come to build an earthly kingdom. He came to establish a heavenly one. And it didn't take long for the crowd to turn on Jesus. In just a few short days, they would be screaming, "Crucify him, crucify him." They misunderstood the type of king that Jesus is. His humility is not his weakness. His humility is his power. The cross was not defeat. The cross was victory. And so for those of us that know this, and for those of us who believe that Jesus really is the promised Messiah that God sent into this world to be its savior, how much more should we be praising God and lifting our hosannas to him today? Our biggest problem right now is not the spread of a virus or the crash of our economy. It's not the boredom of staying at home or the burden of serving on the front line. Those problems are great, but they are not our biggest problem. Our biggest problem today is the same as it has always been. The problem of sin and of death. And through the glory of his death on Good Friday and his resurrection on Easter Sunday, Jesus offers us the forgiveness of our sins and the hope of eternal life. And a day is coming in the future when he will return with healing and redemption, and he will fully establish his eternal kingdom of peace and freedom. I know that at this moment we are living in difficult times, but we can still sing Hosanna and bring our praise to God today because we know that our salvation has been secured by Christ. We can give thanks to the Lord because he is good, and because his love for us endures forever. So today, make some time to worship God. Maybe write a list of all the things that you are thankful for. Welcome Jesus as King into your home and into your heart. On that first Palm Sunday, the crowds took palm branches and they went to meet Jesus, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming."
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, St. Andrew's Church, blackrock.ie.